Good morning. Joining us this morning for the first time, and will be continuing with us on Fridays, Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
Well, the governor has found himself increasingly in hot water, not only with the sexual harassment scandals surrounding him, but of course, it all started with the nursing home deaths and the report by the state attorney general, fellow Democrat Letitia James. Now there's breaking news this morning out of the New York Times and Wall Street Journal that the report was altered by top staff. You pick it up from there, Marina.
Yeah, so, you know, we haven't really heard about the ongoing scrutiny over how the administration has reported deaths at nursing homes in the pandemic. You know, there have been a lot of concerns that the governor has essentially been downplaying and minimizing the death toll for months by refusing to release just how many people living in nursing homes died of COVID. And the Journal and the Times are reporting that essentially, you know, it's been known for quite some time that the state has long had the data on how many nursing home residents died of COVID, but the administration has been saying that it's just taken a lot of time to figure out and verify and double check whether or not all those reports were accurate. It's never been clear why New York has such a problem, and other states don't seem to have had the same problem when it comes to trying to verify this nursing home data. So the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times report is saying that this report that the administration put out in July actually had that figure originally, but the Cuomo administration pushed to remove the full figure from the report. And that report itself in July was released to fight back against criticism that the administration is still receiving over a March 25th directive that essentially prohibited nursing homes from refusing to admit COVID-19 patients just because they had COVID-19. The administration has defended that policy, saying it was just meant to prevent discrimination against COVID patients and prevent elderly patients from sort of languishing in hospital beds without anywhere to go. The criticism about whether that policy ended up worsening any outbreaks. But this latest report from the Journal and the Times suggests that the Cuomo administration, you know, maybe went too far in its efforts to absolve itself of any sort of blame and to sort of minimize the death toll of COVID-19 in nursing homes as the governor was preparing to release a book touting his leadership in the pandemic.
She is Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press. You can read more at ap.org. Marina, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.